We're going to show you some things in Romans chapter 5 that it's good stuff. In Romans 5:1, in the King James, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justified by faith. Now you got to remember, you got to know this is yours. Just like Ruby, she'd been a Christian a long time, but you notice she'd been sick for a long time. And she finally got a hold of what it really meant to walk in faith and what Jesus had done for her. And so she finally put her foot down and said, no more in Jesus' name. And no more sin in Jesus' name, no more sickness in Jesus' name. And she hasn't been sick. By whom also we have access by faith. You can't get in there no other way. You can do you can take the biggest gun you got and try to shoot your way into God, but you can't get there. There ain't nothing will get you there except faith in the Word of God. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Wow. Everybody wants to get into the glory of God. Everybody wants to get in there where Ruby's at, don't they, Ruby? Everybody don't want to be sick no more. No, praise the Lord. Okay, next couple. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. That's got to be a misprint. We don't glory in tribulations well at all. We fuss a lot when tribulation comes. I saw Cheryl up here a while ago praising God for another test. Praise God for another test. That's not normal for us, is it? As human beings, we want to fuss instead of glory in tribulation. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. You know, I used to pray for patience, and all kinds of devastating things started coming upon me. And I thought, what is wrong, Lord? I didn't have all these problems, and I didn't realize, I never did put the two together for a long time. I'd been praying. Somebody told me I needed more patience. I said, okay, Lord, I ask you to give me more patience. Bam, bam, trials and tests begin to come all over the place. Well, you know, I'm the kind of guy, you know, well, God, I want this patience, but I want it right now. You know, I ain't got time to wait. I got to fuss a little bit. That sound pretty normal? Amen. I certainly wasn't glorying in my tribulation. I wasn't doing what Cheryl was doing while I go, Lord, we thank you for another test. I wasn't doing that at all, I'll tell you for sure. It's easy to grumble and complain instead of glory and tribulation, because we know that tribulation worketh patience. And then patience brings experience. And then experience, hope. You think God knows what He's doing? And He's trying to tell us, isn't He, Keith? We don't listen too well, do we? Sometimes we don't. Let's go to the next couple. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And I'm going to add something to that. This is Scrivenerology. If the love of God is shed abroad in mine and Ernest's heart, then we should be able to love all the brethren. Right, Ernest? We can love the brethren. Praise God. And if the Holy Ghost is shed abroad in your heart, you can love your brothers, right?
Yes, sir.
Even when they ain't good to you. Even when they're not good to you. Is that easy? Oh, no, that ain't easy. It's a choice. Every day, you know. And it depends on where you are in your walk with God. You know, am I going to love the brethren? In fact, here a while back, I was with a group of men and pastors. They were all pastors, four or five of them. And they was talking about people in their church. I mean, this girl, I just can't love this girl. I mean, you know, she's got a problem, you know. Or this guy, you know, and they're talking about this and everything, and they're talking about the problems they got with the people. And I said, I got you guys' answer. What? I said, all you guys need to get saved. baby, there we are saved. I said, well, you ain't acting like it. I said, the Lord says it, the love of God, once we get saved, we have this wonderful hope. And he says, once we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, now the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost so we can love the brethren. Amen. Ought to be able to love you no matter how mean you are to me. Amen. No matter what I said this morning or last night or yesterday or last week or last month or how mean I was to you, you ought to be able to love me. Amen. Sometimes we have to think about that, don't we? Uh-huh. Yeah. We have to think about that sometimes. Okay, God, I'm going to love him if it kills me. Sometimes it will. Sometimes it will. Now, is the love of God shed abroad in your heart? Are you a born-again Christian? You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Is the love of God shed abroad in your heart? Can you love each other? Well, then act like it. Act like it. You know? Don't go out of here and say, well, okay, God, I'm going to love them. But as soon as church is over today, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to talk none of that much. Yeah, sure, the love of God shed abroad in your heart. You're listening to the devil. You ain't listening to God. That's for sure. Oh, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for you. Now, I'm telling you. This is the love of God. Let's see what those next two verses say. For scarcely or rarely for a righteous or a good man will one die. Yet peradventure, perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet those wicked sinners, he sent the Savior to die for you and me. You tell me I'm going to have to send my son to die for one of you scoundrels? Anybody in here got a one and only son, and you took you forever to get him, and you love him with all your heart, and you're going to give him up for me? No. They ain't, none of y'all got that kind of love in your heart. Don't you even lie to me and tell me you have. You say, well, Thurman may be a pretty good guy, but I ain't giving my son for him. No, that's the way we feel, isn't it, Jack? But see, when we was wicked, now this is beyond my comprehension as a man. That's another thing I just can't fathom about God. God knew how wicked, Wendy, God knew how wicked me and you was going to be in our whole life. He knew all the shortcomings we were going to fall to, didn't he? And he paid that price for you and me anyway, girl. Isn't that something? Whoa. Aren't we grateful? Now then, you can take up your cross and you can make it. You can love. You can love because he said so. Amen. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet wicked sinners, Christ died for us. Put your name in there. He died for me, for Thurman, when I wasn't even saved. And think of the people on this earth that he died for that's wicked and slander his name and everything else, and they ain't never going to serve him. They don't even believe he's real. And just think, he died for them just like he did you, and at any time, any one of them could come to him and their whole life could be transformed and changed, and they could be made a new creature in Christ. The gift's free. But many of them will elect to die and go to hell instead of making Jesus Lord of their life. Amen. Yeah. Wow, how sad. Next couple. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now, we walk in obedience to that word. I mean, there's so many places in God's word where he says he will deliver us from the wrath. Now then, if we can walk where he tells us to walk, I don't care what happens on this earth. You can live it here with no fear. You know that? Amen. If you're walking in obedience to God's word, he has promised you so many places in this book that no sickness will come upon you. No devastation will hurt you. He'll send His angels and give them charge over you to protect you. And many times, I don't even remember how many times, I went into the Word of God here a while back and looked up, fear not. And it was awesome how many times He said, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, fear not, fear not. Hundreds of times the word fear not is used in the King James Bible. So why don't we go around fearing all the time about everything? Why do we have all this fear? It's something. He told us not to fear, didn't He? He said, oh, I know why maybe we're in such fear. Maybe we know we're sinning. And maybe we know if He comes back, He's going to bring the switch with Him. I don't want the switch, do you? Now then, if a child is yours and you've promised them if they do something wrong, you're going to give them a spanking, when you come home, they're in terror when Daddy walks in the house. Even before, they won't even come close to you. You know, animals are the same way. You know that? I thought last night I left. Yesterday when I came home from Baltimore, little Angel, she come running, jumped up on me, and she just licking all over me and everything else. She's just wagging her tail. She's the happiest little critter. She's running around looking for Mama. Where's Mama? I told her, I said, Mama didn't come home yet. She's out working tonight, but she'll be home in a little while, 2 or 3 or 4 hours. So no big deal. Well, when Mama finally got home last night, she says, I went to get her. I saw Angel. She said, where's my dog? I said, what? She's here somewhere. I saw her. Man, she walked through the house. She walked through the office. She walked in the back. She walked over to our house. She walked everywhere. And she can't find the Angel nowhere. She said, you must have let her out. I said, no, I didn't let her out. She didn't go out when I went out. I know better than that. But she couldn't find her. She looked everywhere and said, she's not here. I said, okay. So I start walking, looking in every office. I go back in the back office. There is, she is in Sharon's office with a trash basket turned over on the side with all the paper tore all to pieces. I said, Angel, you need to come out. Mama's here. She didn't move. She just lay on the floor. I said, you know you're in trouble with me already, don't you? She's in fear because she knows I've told her, don't you get them trash cans.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.